If you're a hillbilly, you might come from this state, since it's where the term was originally used by CFM. No, not you ladies in those fancy heels. Rather, authors CFM Noland and Opie Reid began using it in the 1800s.
It is also one of the nation's largest producers of chicken, where Walmart got its start, and is the home of the Crater of Diamonds National Park, where over 75,000 diamonds have been found lying on the ground, including the Esperanza diamond worth over $1 million after it was polished, cut, and mounted on a pendant.
Wow. You're listening to Crib Money episode number 477, and today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in Arkansas. Now, on with the show.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission.
So we're visiting Arkansas today.
Hillbillies. You know, it was interesting when I was doing the research with this. Hillbilly actually is came from the term hill folk. And then it slowly became hillbilly when these two authors, and one of them I think was a humorist, started using it regularly in their work.
Well, I don't know if you could tell by that intro, but we were inspired by Jeff Foxworthy. I don't know. It came across.
Yeah.
So, of course, Arkansas was sort of the epicenter of the desegregation in 1957, right? The Little Rock Nine were nine black students with the support of Dwight Eisenhower, the National Guard, and the Army Unit. Accompanied students so that they could actually go to school at what was formerly an all-white segregated school. So a lot of progress there. Unfortunately, there's a lot of progress that still needs to be made for the LGBTQ plus community specifically. I'm sure that there are other demographics that also need some more progress in Arkansas, but there's some glimmers of hope that we'll talk about here in a couple minutes as we go through the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city and its runner-up.
Yeah. So Arkansas, as you mentioned, it's not doing a great job when it comes to equality. Not a single city scored a 100 in the state, although there are other states, even blue ones, which surprises us, that don't have cities with a 100 on HRC's Municipal Equality Index. The highest came from the winner on this list with a 72. What was interesting is when I was looking at the data, there were actually two cities that got a zero. And, you know, these are cities that apply for this. So why? What the F? Why would you even apply?
It's like handing in a blank sheet of paper as your term paper.
Exactly.
It's probably not how students hand in their term papers anymore. I just heard it myself.
But what is interesting here is that Arkansas itself is not listed by HRC as being under a state of emergency. State of emergency is where the state laws are trying to supersede or remove laws at the city level. So that's fortunate. One of the things we do know about Arkansas is that it has roughly about 5.3% of its population identify as LGBTQ, which is just under 122,000 people. That's a significant number of LGBT folks. And that information comes from the CDC and the Williams Institute. One of the other interesting things about Arkansas is it's cheap. I mean, it is cheap. When we were looking at the data, we were kind of laughing about how affordable some of this these cities and towns are, and the information that's listed in them. So when it comes to rent or home values or cost of living, it's all below the national average. That also means average and median incomes also are below the national average. So if you can import a job from somewhere else, Arkansas may be a place, if you're okay with living in the environment that's there, or you're able to go there and help improve the environment, it may be a place where you can really practice some geo-arbitrage, bringing in more money, and then being able to set aside money for things like retirement, getting the F out of Arkansas from time to time so you can have some fun. But it sounds like there's plenty to do in Arkansas.
Yeah, and don't DM me that there are no gay people live in Arkansas, because we just told you the CDC and Williams Institute said otherwise.
Yeah. So, and that's just adults, right? That's anyone who's over the age of 18. This doesn't include folks who are 13 and older. And we know that population, there's even a higher percentage of folks who identify as LGBTQ. So that number is likely a lot higher.
Exactly. So who is the runner up, John? The runner up is Eureka Springs. Eureka! A city of 2,200 people.
City, I think that's a town.
I guess. Yeah, qualifies as a town. That is like a quarter. I'm not really good at fractions, but I think it's less than a quarter of the people, number of people that I went to college with in my small little town in outside of Scranton.
Yeah. And when I lived in South Dakota, the town I lived in had around 2,500 people. So I know what it's like living in a town that size.
All right. So you might be asking why? Well, that's what we were asking ourselves. Why? The answer is, well, it scored a 53 on the Human Rights Campaign Municipal Equality Index. That's the second highest for the state. David already gave it away. The winner got the highest at 72. But there's some great glimmers of hope here.
Yeah, I think that Eureka Springs, just for geography lesson here, Eureka Springs is in the northwest corner of Arkansas. It's not too far from Branson, Missouri. It's just over the border from Missouri. But I think that Eureka Springs is a great example of a little town that is trying. Right. This is a town with a population of 2,200 people that has done better than some cities with hundreds of thousands or millions of people. One of the interesting things when we were looking at the data here is that the town's leadership has taken a public position on LGBTQ equality and has a pro-equality legislative and policy efforts in place. They are working hard to make this town a place for LGBT people to feel more comfortable. As a matter of fact, the city itself has a non-discrimination ordinance that includes both sexual orientation and gender identity. That's something that, like we said, there are some cities that are multiple times bigger.
In blue states.
Yeah, exactly. It places in blue states that don't have that. So we're hopeful about towns like this. These are kind of towns that turn into places like Asheville, North Carolina, or some of the places that we see as very desirable in the LGBT community to move to, because not only are they affordable, but they're very welcoming.
Exactly. So continuing along with the affordability, home values average $299,000 per property. That's the second highest for Arkansas. Rent comes in at $1,100 a month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. That's the third lowest for the state. Cost of living is 76.3% of the national average. That is the lowest for Arkansas. It's possibly the second lowest in our analysis so far. And we only have like 3 or 4 states left. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No city in Arkansas, by the way, has a cost of living over 90%. So that's pretty great. Yeah. Average income is $51,000 a year, coming in at the lowest for Arkansas. And median income is $34,000 a year, also coming in the lowest for the state.
Yeah, that's probably likely because there isn't a lot of draw to jobs in a town that's 2,200 people. Yeah.
That's why a geo-arbitrage strategy here, or even a retirement plan strategy here, might make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them. So we're continuing our queer series, folks. If you're brand new to us, if you're watching on YouTube, you can catch that whole series up here. If you're listening, click on the link in your podcast player. Last week, we visited California, probably one of the most popular states. People were waiting for information
over
on.
8 hours of work to make that show happen. That's just on our side, not the production team.
Yeah. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can catch that all up here. If you're listening again, click the link in your podcast player.
We have some podcast love. I love this person's handle. It's bisexual 1039. I just want to know what 1039 means. But they said, great video. I forget what video that was. Shoot. I forgot to know what video that was, but they like whatever the video. Oh, they're all great, right? And they asked if we're going to do Colorado. Well, we're recording this particular episode after Colorado was published. That was published January 18th, episode number 473. So if you haven't caught that bisexual 1039, go back and check it out. If you feel inclined to give us a rating or review on your favorite podcast player, please do so. Or give us 2 thumbs up. You can't. Just give us 1 thumbs up on this video and then give us a comment or a review.
All right. Let's talk about our winner. Our winner is probably the city most people expect, and that is the capital of Little Rock. Why? Well, it did get the highest ranking on the HRC's MEI index, and that came in at 72, a variety of reasons, but obviously that's not great, right? We would love to see that a lot higher. So home values come in at $199,000, which is the third lowest for the state. Rent comes in at $1,216 for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, which was right in the middle for the state. Cost of living, also right in the middle of the state, which is funny, it's 80.7%. So it's like getting a 20% discount off of the national average.
That's crazy.
Average income comes in at $77,000, which is the highest in the state. And median income comes in at $51,000, which is the second highest in the state. Imagine that. You know, you are living in a city where the average income, three times the average income, is more than enough than what you would need to buy the average home. Many folks, especially in the LGBT community, live in cities where it's 5, 8, 10 times. I think New York is 20 times the income is what average income is, what is necessary to be able to buy the average home. So again, another place where geo arbitrage really could help.
Yeah, for the right LGBTQ plus person, this is a great place to go to. Some great things about Little Rock. Mavoto.com also ranked it as an LGBTQ plus friendly city. The most LGBTQ plus friendly city in Arkansas. Per the U.S. Census, Black people make up more than 41% of Little Rock's population, and the city has a number of events and attractions focused on African-American culture, including a huge selection of Black-owned restaurants, food trucks, museums, and monuments. You had me at food trucks.
Yeah, when I was doing the research for this one, I was quite surprised that one of the websites that I was doing some digging in had listing, and I think it was 32... I think it was 32. Maybe it was even more than that. Black-owned restaurants and food trucks that they had listed on their website. And like you said, I got hungry just looking at some of these restaurants.
Yeah, where they all park. I want to go break into them. But what I think that does is that shows that there's an entrepreneurial spirit there in Little Rock. And to have that many simply just Black-owned trucks. Imagine the Latin trucks and the white people's trucks and Asian trucks. There must be like just a ton of food trucks. So just there's a lot of ingenuity and entrepreneurial inspiration there. That's pretty great. Central Arkansas Pride in Little Rock is usually in October. You can check out arpride.org for more information. Kaleidoscope Film Festival celebrates the queer community and queer film. You can check out kaleidoscopefilmfestival.org. Kaleidoscope is spelled K-A-L-E-I-D-O-S-C-O-P-E. Diamond State Rodeo happens every other year. Rodeo celebrates all genders and lifestyles. You can check out more information on that at dsra.org. And then Trinity Nightclub is the place to be on Friday night. You can check out Trinity Nightclub at trinitynightclub.com or actually go there.
Yeah, right.
and see other humans.
Yeah. So congratulations, Eureka Springs and Little Rock. We know that you're trying and we appreciate that.
We applaud that. Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or a 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
On next Thursday's Queer Money Bonus episode, we're going to be covering the most affordable and the most gay-friendly city in the state of Arizona.
If you'd like to see the results of all the cities in each state that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you're listening, or click the link right here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have an amazing weekend.